This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon over at my end from Asia, and good morning to you, Johnny.
It's a slightly shorter working week here in the UK because yesterday was a public holiday, so we're doing this podcast slightly later than usual. Let's get the latest from you on the markets where you are and across the world. I suppose the big story so far is we've got a weak dollar and gold remains on the up.
Yes. So what I could see over here is that it seems to us that market participants now are coming into a realization that the ongoing so-called trade tension, de-escalation between China and also the current trade deal negotiation that has been ongoing for the last 2 weeks against a host of countries, where we have US with Japan, US with South Korea, and this week US with Taiwan. All this doesn't seem to be smooth sailing, and that causes market participants to realize that the last 9 days or 4 weeks of a very significant push up on the major US stock indices from their 9 and 7 April lows are going a bit of overextended rally or over-optimism vibes over here. So one of the reasons that actually saw that profit-taking on the major US stock indices yesterday, so the S&P, by the time when US session closed yesterday, fell by 0.6%, the NASDAQ fell by 0.7%, and in today's Asia session, as we are speaking right now, the losses extended. The E-mini futures on the S&P is down by 0.8%, and the higher beta NASDAQ 100 E-mini futures is down by a slightly higher magnitude, by negative 1.1%. And the reason being this so-called profit-taking after 4 weeks of over-optimism is by the fact that there was this report from a local Japanese news stating that, according to their sources, the recently concluded second round of US-Japan negotiation trade talks that was held last week, things was not so smooth sailing because the smooth sailing as market wanted to be, because the sources informed the local Japanese press stating that Japan officials wanted US to grant them full exemption of that higher tier 40% reciprocal trade tariffs, but US officials are not willing to do so, and the best US could actually offer is to have the extension of that current 90-day suspension pause, depending on the progress of the up-and-coming trade talks in May. So it seems to us that potentially trade tariffs will still be around. It's only the reciprocal tariffs will likely to be reduced if trade talks between Japan and other countries tend to be successful. So going forward, we will still see a higher input cost that the overall global economy got to suffer because of this very complicated kind of different tierings of trade tariffs that the US White House administration wants to unback on. And that also causes safe haven demand to rise as well. So in today, gold continued its second day of rally. So gold yesterday, as a quick recap, the XAU / USD spot gold surged by 2.9%. So that is the best intraday gain since 16th of April. And in today's Asia session, as we head into the opening hours of European session, gold right now is trading higher by extending its gains to around 1.10% as we are speaking right now.
Now, one bit of good news for the global economy, and particularly for President Trump over the last few weeks, Kelvin, has been the fall in the cost of oil, with Brent crude dipping below $60 a barrel, those sort of numbers we haven't seen for something like 4 years. But today we've seen a rally for oil. Why is that?
Yeah, because if you see on Monday's Asia session, oil prices gap down by 5%, both the Brent crude and West Texas oil, to a short-term extreme oversold level. So that could potentially cause technical traders using quantitative models to actually scoop up oil price at a lower discount due to such overextended decline. But however, if you look at the short-term trend of oil price, it's still on a downtrend path. So taking an example of the West Texas crude oil, since 3rd week of April, to be precise, 23rd of April, it has not been able to break above its 20-day moving average. And today's oil price rise, as we are speaking right now, by the West Texas crude oil, is up by 2.7%. That is also a similar magnitude with Brent crude as well is around the same level. So for West Texas crude oil, the 20-day moving average is still acting as a key intermediate resistance at around the $60.35 per barrel / $61.40. Right, so this is a critical intermediate resistance zone to watch out for.
Now, Kelvin, on this side of the Atlantic, we're going to have an important announcement from the Bank of England this week, where it is expected they will finally cut interest rates by 25 basis points. Is that what is being predicted by markets?
Yes. So market as participants is looking at this 25 basis point cut by Bank of England after they put on hold on their interest rate decision in the previous meeting. So what's interesting over here is that, yes, even though market is expecting a cut by 25 basis point from 4.5% to bring it down to 4.25% in the Bank of England official bank rate, but do not forget over here that there could be still a risk that sticky inflation may be still prevalent in UK, where the Bank of England may choose to stand pat instead. So before Bank of England decision, we do have the US Federal Reserve decision out on Wednesday US session, that is Singapore 2 a.m. Singapore time. So market participants is expecting the Fed to remain on hold at 4.5%. So what's key over here is the forward guidance that is going to be portrayed by the US Federal Reserve in its monetary policy statement and as well as Fed Chair Powell press conference. So given the fact that in some of the leading US economic data, tier one, we talk about survey data where we start to see consumer expectation of future inflation from 1 year to 5 year continue to spike up. And yesterday, we do have the ISM services PMI subcomponent, which is the prices paid component, which i.e. Is a gauge where the services sector companies cost of doing business in the US. So this ISM services prices input component actually rose pretty steeply over here in the month of April. So from 60.9 in April, it actually spiked up above 65.1. So that's also beyond what market is expecting at around 61.2. So that spike up to 65.1 is actually the highest reading since January 2023. So that's about close to about 1.5 year high. So with such high number of ISM services, PMI input costs, there is still a chance that the Fed may still adopt a wait-and-see approach to decide when will be their next interest rate cut because of sticky inflation is still pretty much prevalent in those tier one data that I explained to you earlier. And that really got to boil down on Fed Chair press conference on how he want to portray that. It's a kind of balancing act. And also, reporters were asking him his relationship with the US President Trump, where things are get pretty much not in good light, I would say, in the last month or so, where Trump threatens to actually fire Powell because of his unreluctance to actually start cutting rates versus other developed nations' central banks with in comparison with ECB. So we see how Powell decided to actually tackle this question. But most importantly, market participants want to hear, will Powell starts to switch to a much more dovish tone, or will he starts to maintain his rather wait-and-see approach before he starts to decide to take the next step, which is an interest rate cut, where market is now expecting to come somewhere around in June.
And going back to what we were saying earlier about the oil price, that is going to possibly help Jerome Powell, because I'm not sure that a price of around $60 a barrel was predicted a couple of months ago. Of course, we've got concerns about the rate of inflation because of the tariffs that are coming in, but maybe that's going to be balanced out by this fall in the price of oil.
Yeah, so actually the strange story over here is that you see US President Trump also wanted to have a lower oil price, which i.e. translate to lower energy prices in the US. And this is what he has gotten. I mean, we're talking about oil prices now is trading close to about $55 per barrel to $60 per barrel rather than $70 per barrel to $80 per barrel. So with lower rate of oil prices over here, that indeed could potentially balance out with that so-called higher trade tariffs that may come into force in the next couple of months, which eventually lead to a higher cost of doing business. But what market participants fear is that because of the way US White House administration is implementing its rather complicated tiering system of US trade tariffs, because we have all sorts of different tiering. One, you have the base, which is 10%. After the base, you have reciprocal tariff that is negotiable depending on how Trump wants to negotiate with the country and whether this country are in favor with Trump or vice versa. And now up and coming, we have sectorial product-based tariff. And yesterday he came up with a wow idea stating that there will be 100% tariffs on foreign produced movies and films. All right. So any film that's going to UK or Singapore based and heading to US will hit double. Yeah. So we're not sure whether this kind of sectorial product-based tariff, would that be more down the road? I mean, possibly they could. I mean, depending on the way that Trump does things over here, then that could create a bit of fearfulness when consumer and businesses decide to plan the year ahead down the road. So it will may lead to what I call, firstly, corporation may start to get pretty much worried about cost of input, cost of doing business, and it may start to filter down towards consumer goods, where they may start to pass on this higher cost to consumer eventually, just to actually for the sake of maintaining the profit margin. So something to look out for. And I believe that the Fed chair, Powell, he may also start to actually sound this particular concern as well, despite the fact that oil price right now is at his in everyone's favorable price level.
Okay, Calvin, very interesting to hear your thoughts today. We'll speak to you very soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.